We are continuing our Shu'urim on the Kabbalas of Kaddish in Sefer Nikudas HaKesef, page 222. And in the PDF, what page is that?
67.
Okay, so we're starting at the top of the page 67. And it's and these are the words of the Arizal. For Afopi, Shatikunu Sha'amalnu, the Ima, Mikana Rikosio, Begimasfils. This is the Loshon HaZohar. Anu amalnu shehem dalits eninu. So we're really in the middle of a shtickle over here. So we were talking about that the netzach the kesef chochmah bina is coming down. So you can either, of course, you can either view it as four spheres or three spheres. Depends whether you're going to count the das as one or two. So alpha p. Or the Kesef Chochma and Bin Kesef Chochma Bina and Das, and the Shaila is whether you're going to count Das or not. So again, Afa Pishut Shetikun Amom the Iman kind of course a Begimel Spheres VeAnu Amom Shem Dalitz Ininu Kesef Das Einenu Nichneses Loelam VeVecheshu Nigiv Spheres Kenola LeFishu Nela Meoyin VeGonus Ben Chochma VeBina VeLchein Lo Hiskiru Sham Rak Gimel Spheres Belvan Aval Dalit Hem. ואפילו היכל קודש קודשים הוא כך בד, אם כן הוא דלת, וכאן נזכר גימול אוירוס אימא, מכאן רק בגימול ספירוס זה היכל קודש קודשים, הוא לטעם של הדס אינו עולה בשם. אוקיי, let's go back. וגם אל תחשוב, כי התנית עצמו, דמלכות הצילוס, הם יורדים מפלבש מסוד כיסא, בהיכל קודש קודשים דבריאה, we're not talking about the atzmius of the malchus, the atzilus, which goes down to bria, it's lavish in the highest part of bria, but rather omnam hem oilos and nimshachim mehem. We're talking about the oilos and shachim mohem, which are the ha'ora of the malchus atzilus.
But the malchus
atzilus
remain in
atzilus. That's right. V'nasi mochim ba'olam de bria. The Atzilus Netzhave Dalit Oilus Moichim de Nukva, the Kol Mitzias Yutzvil Sashabo, the Lefi Shilo Oilam Hu Shio Kormas Dalit Svil Seya.
Why is that?
Because it goes to Zah and then it goes down to Nukva.
Echmin, then the Zah that goes into Tani the Nuk and then going to Bria, sorry.
Then, ולפי שלעולם הוא שיעור קומץ דלת ספירוסיה נזכר, לכן גם ממנה נספשתו ונסהב למתני שבא, ארבע אורס נצלם שבהיך לקודש קודש נבריאה, ונעשו שם בחינת כיסא שהוא נשמת בריאה, ואילו דלת אורס מאירי ודלת יכולת שבהיך לקודש קודש שמשב, הוא סוד דלת מוחים של בריאה, והנה אבק, so what is he saying? He's saying, Poshu, that when we talk about Nukva, the Zah, which is behind Zah, she's on the four spheres of Zah, those four spheres will be coming down into the Kodesh Kodosh in the Bria.
No, the O.
Yeah. And that's gonna be represented by what the Zohar calls the Kise. The Kise, which is the Neshama of Bria. ואילו דלת אורות מאירים בדלת החולס, the קודש קודשים אשר, הוא סוד דלת מורחים של הבריאה, so the דלת for דלת.
Is there more kisses?
No, I guess there's more kisses, but over there is only one kisses.
No, when you think kisses, he nishras the bria, yeah?
We're talking about the kisses of kovot.
But that is, if the kisses, it's not touching kisses of being bedafkim inside the bria. I mean, it just kiss it off.
Ah.
What do you mean? It's Dafka and Bria. Dafka and Bria.
There's no kiss in Tzira and Asiya?
No.
No.
This inner of kiss and cover is all Dafka and Bria. Vihine havad de Bria and vav hecholas a tachtoinim shehem melivnas a sapi a hechel a rotsum. Like as I mentioned, there are seven chambers, the hecholos, which starts from Kodesh Kodoshim, Hechal Ava, Hechal Zchut, Hechal Rotzon, Hechal Noga, Hechal etzem shemayim, hechal livnas esapir. Livnas is the lowest one, and it goes all the way up to the fourth one, which is the hechal of oxen. V'chem alamdeinu rav, shelo nita lemeim hametani, atzimu de malchus de atzir, sem yodan hechal kodesh kodesh b'rei, ela rak ha'or de atani b'val hi, she yodan. V'at ha'chozer rav libarit, v'inam hita'matu ta malchus, which is what we saw beforehand, which is called Mirta Yireach, which is in Etz Chaim Shal Mem Vav. Now in Shal Lamed Vav, okay, it's called
Shal Mirta Yireach.
That's right. Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav. But if you look in Shal Mem Zayin, Perik Aleph, okay. That's what he's quoting over here. It's also the in and of Mirta Yireach.
Yeah, but I think there's still Sufer here.
No.
When it says twice Mem Vav, one is Mem Vav, but the other one is Lamed Vav.
No, it's also Mem Vav, yeah. Because one is Perik Aleph, one is Perik Beis. And they talk about the Finyan, one's talking about the Kisei, one's talking about the Mirta Yireach, one's talking about the Zayin Madregas. Okay? Okay, so let's go back. So, Ve'ata Chodzer Rav Levayet Inen Ma'atu Tamachu. Again, which is the lowest of all the hecholos. The shot is, what is it connected? So he says, it's connected, enu rak b'chinas yesod b'lvav. Amachia klula mina netzerchot. As opposed to malchus and yesod and malchus. V'zu livnas esapi al luban u'vesapi v'enu nukashe toa rabim choshu shehechal zeh kol yesod u'malchus. Ki amalchus debriya einenu omeidus bo'olam abriya. It's actually in Yetzira. And this is the big rule. So the Malchus, which is on top, goes down and becomes the Keser of the world below it. Ki kol zehu besod miyot hayareah. V'yaredta lemata yodrosh l'shu'olim le'oilam shelemata mimenu. And then he translates. V'hanu shehechal livna snapi shul chilek mishisha. It's one-sixth of the hechal tachton and the kol oilam hu rak b'chinas yisod. V'lo yisod the malchus. L'tam shemalchus, but the emesik of malchus, which is not the livna snapi, actually goes down, becomes part of the lower world. Kodesh kodesh le'oilam tachton.
Beside Natsilus. That's fresh, no?
Huh?
In Atzilus as well?
Yeah.
He said he felt just the oil.
Yeah, well, that's not a steal what he's saying. It's also only the oil.
No, if it's only the oil.
Unless he's saying only, unless he's saying that Atzilus is dafka the oil, and by the rest is Malchus proper.
Because he says that Livnas Esapir is only, not Malchus.
Yeah.
If you say that in Atzilus as well,
so he's saying Shtekotah over there. We're not talking about the Yisod of Malchus. We're talking about Malchus. It went down.
No, then you need a place for Malchus. What's that?
It's only one Malchus, but
no, he says Malchus doesn't go down. It's only the oil is going down.
Yeah, okay.
So it doesn't appear that Atzilus will be Yisod and Malchus.
Lav Dafka, you have no eye for that.
Where do you put Malchus? See, the reason, do you know why Yisod appear is only Yisod, not Malchus? Because Malchus is in the next world. If you say no, only the oil is in the next world, but Malchus remains the same in the same world. So who says that the Livnas Esapir is not Yisod and Malchus?
Because the Malchus goes down, that's why it's a raya that Livnas Esapir is
only Yisod.
Mashgen, that you don't have that proof. You don't have that proof in Atzilus. You don't have that proof in Atzilus, but you can't say forget though. I mean, it could be. For a different reason.
But
here it seems to be that always going down the Malchus. Could be that there's a chilbut that feels and Bria. Now, Mamshech Rav, Vashi Eshchilu Ben Malchus, Shiyodu B'Mirta Riach V'Hu. So anyway, you're right. He's making a difference. It's called a difference over here. It's either going to be the Malchus, and it's going to be the Malchus proper. Omam Da, Ki Yesh Chiluk Echa B'Dalot Olam Sabiyah V'Hu. Ki Amalchus Atzilus kol kolusa bekol yitzvah shebahem mitlavish beoisa dalot oiros nimshachim imenu an anika kisa kovod v'rosh abriya. So the ganze ten spheres of bria, atzilus is going up, going down to the rosh abriya. V'nimtza ki amalchus mitlavish bekise hakovod. Mitlavish bekise hakovod. Like kise mitlavish behechal kodesh kodeshim. That there is a kise in Yetzirah. I told you before, it's only in Bria. Usually the reference of kise, but the answer is that usually the reference of kise HaKovod is always, yeah. I've always seen it in Bria. But it seems to be mashma, there are kises in the lower worlds. Okay. So it's only 1/10 of the malchus which is coming down from the lower, from Bri and Yetzirah. Shemalchus atzis yaldu b'sof v'mitas b'kol yitzfiros v'hechal kodesh kodesh v'bri. Omna m'malchus de Bri v'yetzirah yaldu rak malchus de malchus 1/10. Shleim mitlavish v'hechal kodesh kodesh v'tardeim k'nis k'leim. U'b'ze tovin says the Rebbe the writer. Going finally back to our Inyan of Kaddish. Now, Kaddish is the reason why we say Kaddish between each world. Kaddish is a chutz min olam abriya lo olam atzilus shu ben gula tefillah. The reason why we don't say that. The fish called close of Malchus Atzilus he be Rosh Bria, the Encha Smith Godel Mizze, the Ain't so Lalos Bria, the Atzilus, Kikava, Bria, Shura, Kesher, Omits, Im, a Malchus Atzilus, Metaklis, Achron, Zuatam, Mamam Zash, Zagnismo Gul, Tvila, Shi Bria, Malchus Atzilus. That's why we don't say Kaddish, because the Malchus, all 10 spheres of Malchus, are already Makusha in Bria, so there's already Kesher, Omits, and therefore the Aliyah of Bria. Shu Atzilus is facilitated by the fact that they have such a good keshem. Mashken the other oil almonds.
Mashenken
the connection between Bri and Yetzirah, in order to get Yetzirah up into the world of Bria, since the keshem between the Zuhair Shvach, you only have 1/10 of the malchus which is connecting them. So you need an added component, an added springboard, kiviyachol, to do that. That's to kasher them one to the other. That's Aridei Kaddish. And then he explains, but after Yuva Madua ain't Sarif Kaddish ben Oilam Abrila and Matsilus Kiamauchus, the Atsilus Yodel, Bikol Yutzil Sea, the Hechal Kodesh Goloshim de Bria, the Ain't Smirs Godel Mizu, Lalois S, Hechal Kodesh Goloshim de Bria, She Yavach Lioes Atsilus. So once it goes up, he says, once it goes up from Kodesh Goloshim de Bria and into the world of Atsilus, then it's a Mehafach, it's become a part of Atsilus. Usually, what we're doing is we're raising up the Bia Atzilus from the Bia Tachton back into the world of Atzilus proper.
Just to resume what you told me last week, you mean that is that Bria de Atzilus goes into Bria Tartoino, Bria to Bria, Yetzira to Yetzira, and Asiya to Asiya.
Yes. So usually what we're doing is that we're raising the Bria de Atzilus, which is the Bria Tartoino, back into Atzilus proper.
Mm-hmm. Right. Odu, what you bring, and Kaddish the Odu, bring Asiya Tachtoino, Asiya Datsilus into Atsilus?
No. No, Asiya Datsilus, we bring it into Yetzirah. We never skip, we never jump. We always go slap, slap. And then after that, we bring the Asiya Datsilus, which is in Yetzirah,
and
with Yetzirah. The Atzilus, which is in Yetzirah,
to
Bria.
And then you bring Asiya
the Atzilus, Yetzirah the Atzilus, and Bria the Atzilus, all into Atzilus.
Okay,
that's what we do. So, but now, again, like I told you last time, I don't know how it's Mashma Bidyuk, maybe because the fact he's not saying Bia the Atzilus, he's just saying Bia.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, he says, the Nikuzi Kesis is tanning over here. The Mashmal she'al de kadosh oil gam hechal kodosh kodosh de bia atachtoinim. Okay. Yeshloma. So therefore, how do miyashiv? Usually, what we're learning via the tzilas. Yeshloma shakadish noisen the sefes ha'ora v'shlemus le'alias hechal kodosh kodoshim. That through the kadish is going to give down, bringing down more and more kedusha to the hechal kodosh kodoshim. Excuse me. V'lo gom lo lalos. It doesn't go up. We find all through one we're going out of a koach. These other inyanim, the mishnayos of Ezer Mekomon, all these inyanim that we read beforehand, they bring up these chalakim of the bia.
Kodesh Kodeshim Dasiya.
The Kodesh Kodoshim, that's right. The Hechel Kodesh Kodoshim.
Dasiya,
correct. Veit hafuchas Hechel Kodesh Kodoshim, the oilam at haftum, lit hafeches lios ke oilam elyon, bimeno. Venasis aridam, aridia malchus, the oilam elyon, she yod on Hechel Kodesh Kodoshim, haftum, besod hit matut, V'lo alidei kadosh. So, the way I understood it was like this. So the kadosh has two purposes. Kadosh has a purpose, first of all, we saw it brings down kedusha, and also as it's able to springboard the kodosh kodoshim of the lower world into the higher world. Now, that will be applicable to bia datzilus, because it goes me'olam le'olam. When it comes to bia tachton, the tikkun is usually made bim koimo. So what we mean though over here that there's an aliyah, doesn't mean aliyah proper, but rather the kedusha is happening via kaddish, is bringing down kedusha into the world of tachton. It's mitzhafich, as if it went up. Because we know the aliyah of the bi'at tachton will happen out of the ishe and out of the koach and that's going to happen then, mm-hmm. but not out of the Kaddish. Mm-hmm. His problem was in Kaddish is much more to bring a bia datzilus, bia tachton. Kaddish does not bring a tachton. Kaddish brings a bia datzilus. So what's pshat is aliyah? The pshat is not really an aliyah. What's involved now? Aliyah means you bring the kachbad or the kodesh kodoshim or the tachton into the nai of the elyon. Okay, when you do that, the tachton's kachban is nase mamish like nai olam tachton, right? So the kachban of or the kodesh kodoshim of a siya becomes like the nai of the yitzira. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's hafech. Yeah. So if I can have this same inyan of his hafchus, hagam there's no aliyah. It's also the same thing. It's considered as if it's an aliyah. Okay, so the fact that I'm saying Kaddish and bringing down Shef is Mehafich, the Kodesh Kodoshim of Sia to become like Yitzir. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing as an Aliyah. Right? So when will Aliyah happen? The Aliyah happens on Normal. The Ishe and the Koach and other things. Aliyah Nyan is going to bring the Aliyah. Okay?
The Kaddish just Mechazik, but the real Aliyah will be.
Not only Mechazik, he says more than that. It's Mishafich it into. Lios ke'elion.
That's a Kaddish?
Yeah.
No, I said no. A Kaddish not in the Sahara, Shlimus Aliyah Sechad Shem, Vlogerim Lola Alois.
That's right, there's no Aliyah, but it brings the Sheva down there. But when it's there, it gives it to Sefer's Kedusha.
But the real Aliyah is because of Isha.
Well, I thought when he said, Mishafuch Hosahechel Kodesh 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 Kodesh
And not Kaddish. That's what it says.
So it's still a bit schwer because if you want to say there's an Ali over there, where's the, he hasn't explained, where's the Bia Tachton?
He said Ali the Isha Lechudu.
No, he's saying over here, Kan Mashma, the guy,
He says, Kaddish not in Tosefa Seora, Ushlemus Eliyasechal Kodesh Kodeshim. אבל לא גורם לו לעלות. דריל עלייה...
He's not answering his kasha. He's naming on that we're talking Bia Tachta. Okay, we said Lama Zogin.
Yeah.
And we're saying over here that the Bia Tachta, there's an Aliyah in Bia Tachta. So what's the answer? There's only Tosefes Kedusha. Yeah. So there's no Aliyah. So how do you answer your question? The question was, there's an Aliyah in Bia Tachta. So what's the question?
It's not a real Aliyah. No, Kilo. If the only...
There's no Aliyah accuse it. That's the answer.
No. Yes, Aliyah in the Ishe.
I'm not on Kaddish.
If you say that Kaddish creates Aliyah of Tachton, yeah, that's not true because we know Ishe.
So we're not talking about Bia Tachton.
That's the question. We're not talking about Bia Tachton. He says, no, it is, but it's not the real Aliyah is Aliyah Ishe. What we say about Bia Tachton is just Chizuk. Chizuk that Isha will work for to make the Aliyah. That was the Rebbe. Yeah, it's a bit funny.
Yeah, better not to make the diuk and not have a Shvach Eteret.
Okay,
sure. So this is more or less the other Leino Lahavi. The Nicha Tam and Nizker Madua Ein Sorir Tzorer Bekadish Ben Oilam Abriel Oilam Tzidus Le'inen Oilam Abriel Tachtem. That means oilam ulam biyachas loilam bria ain't sorry again. I thought I understood it. Od aleinu lehavin the nicha tam and nizker madua ain't sorich kaddish ben oilam bria loilam atzilus
because
it goes down the ganze machus of atzilus goes down into bria kodesh kodosh and therefore you don't need a kaddish. Mash engel leina oilam bria the tavn and that you would need kaddish. Ulam biyachas lo oilam abriya that seals. When you come to the bria that seals, hello, en shar tamze. No, there's not the shar tamze. In kein madua in kaddish, lailos oilam abriya that seals. Let's see, it's come over shar lomas. You understand what he's saying? Bria that seals. Bria that seals. Let's see, stairs. Yeshlomad medech hebshes. Michos zu shel malchus that seals. Vehechol kodesh kodeshem debria misayes lo elam abria that silas lailos below kaddish. Okay, like I said last time, this piece away is a bit of a wonder because already he said make a chiddush between kodesh between the. Between Atzilus and Bria.
No, I understand the question. He says, the Bria d'Atzilus, which is now in Bria, before the Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah?
Yeah, Bria d'Atzilus in Bria.
Why you don't need a Kaddish? As much as you need a Kaddish to bring Yetzira d'Atzilus in
Bria. But you answered that already, because the Smich is between them. You have the Malchus, which is Messiah.
What's the question of Malchus and Bria? Malchus d'Atzilus is in Achenamiz. Malchus d'Atzilus is in... In Echal Kodesh Kodeshim. But Bria d'Atzilus is not
in Kodeshim. I time the Bria d'Atzilus. The Bria d'Atzilus, let's say, Lama Zog is all in the 10 spheres of Bria.
Yeah.
It's not only the thing. And then that is answering that the Malchus d'Atzilus that went down.
Help as well.
It's going to help, and that's why you don't need Kaddish. Okay, yeah. Very good. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's good. I think I did understand it. Yeah. Okay, right. Now, v'tam sheyesh loma. Now, this is something completely separate. I don't know why he should put a separate line here. Now, the question is, his question is going to be now: why after Shmoneh Esrei do you once everything is finally the tachlis to bring everything in atzilus? Why do you still need kaddish after Shmoneh Esrei? After the Amida, we're still saying kaddish. We still have a few more kaddishim after that. But what's the point? If the whole point of the kaddishim is to raise it up. So the word of Atzilus, what's the word? Do you know the answer?
I would say because you have to bring it down.
But Kaddish is an Aliyah.
Ah, Kaddish is an Aliyah. Yeah, you're right.
So he said, "V'tam sheyesh lo kaddish la'acha amido, ben oilam abrila de Atzilus lo oilam Atzilus atzmo." That we have to bring in between these two words. What's the bringing? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know as you're saying Asher and all that, V'Atzion, you bring down now.
Yeah.
You bring everything back down. Shafilo oilam l'shlem. Sorry, shafilo oilam abriya d'atzilus. Kvar nimsa b'atzilus. and therefore there's no tachlis. We'll call the yotu loylam atzilus milifnei amida, because lifnei amida was in a different world. Sham hu adayim lemata. So that's good reason why you should have kaddish to raise it up. After that, what's the point? Is ba pi difficult to show Rabbeinu Aranash of Nosson Shapiro? It's chavani lechabra mechazor lemalchus lemerkaz atzilus. Right? Oh, b'sevei kodesh birkas Elio, Rav Elio Moni zatzal. Kuf zayin on the base. So what's the saying as follows is that all the worlds are, we have to lead them back up to atzilus. But we don't, really, we don't know what is the tachlis of that exactly. What's the point of getting up to atzilus? So he explains that, I don't know why he didn't bring it, brought it earlier on, that the point of bringing everything back to Atzilus is to make finally a zivug of Zav and Nukva in the world of Atzilus. Once you make a zivug of Zav and Nukva in Atzilus, that creates a Vlad. That's called Shem. Shalom.
Zivug is in Sim Shalom?
In Sim Shalom, right.
But we are after Sim Shalom now.
Yeah, we're after Sim Shalom. So we got now...
The zivug happened in Sim Shalom already. The zivug happened already in Sim Shalom.
Not already. So now it's happening in Sim Shalom.
Yeah.
Now. I'm finishing up Shmone Esri. Okay. Now, what you have to understand is that Beshant Zivug, all the Olamos which are there, Nitzpaudu Achavila, meaning that they all move Mitzide Atzilus. We spoke about this. They move Mitzide Atzilus.
What's making the move?
What?
What's making the move?
The Zivug?
The
Zivug itself make them.
No, there's two reasons given that reason. One is that Mishum, believe it or not, he says Mishum Tsnius.
I was going to guess that.
That's what you meant. Yeah. Because of the zero. Okay, because it's not Tsniustic to look at a zero. And the other reason is to form a barrier around the Mokum Zivu, so the Chitzon Mokum cannot chop the Shefa as it's coming out from the Zivu. Okay? And those are two separate reasons that the others, I guess. And therefore, after the zivug is happening, and after the shofar is there, we need to bring them back in for each of these oilams to get the shefa. Because otherwise, then the whole thing was wasted. Because now we have to get the ikka is to get the shefa down. That's the ikka. So what we need to all the oilams to take all the shefa and come back down, and to bring it back down. And that's the soul of Kaddish. To be bringing down the Shefa. That's it's not only a fact of bringing it up. Kaddish has a dual purpose also to bring it down.
But that's what you said, and you said no, it's only to Derech Eliyah.
That's an Habamir. That was his Kasha. And the Kasha was, it's only to bring up the oil. No, it's an additional Bechina of being Mekasha the Olamas together to the Mokum.
And
to the Mokum of Zivug to get the Shefa and then to.
But why two Kaddishim? One should be enough, Lechora.
Should be?
One should be enough.
Why?
Why yes, why no?
You only use one Kaddish to get them up? You have to bring it up.
From Atilus to Bria, when do you bring it down?
Yeah.
From Kaddish number one to Kaddish number two. So in Kaddish number one, you already did enough to recreate the Shvim.
But only from Atzilus to Bria. From Bria it's Zero.
Ah, that we're wrong. Yeah. The first Kaddish after Amida is Metaken only the higher Gesher, and then,
Okay, so let's go by it. That's the Tachlis of Kaddish. After Amida. Okay, by it. Now, he's saying something, it's a new point over here. Well, new and old, and different Lashonis. I find these Lashonis very interesting.
So when you talk about this Kaddish, you talk about the time Kaddish is a Chiyuv, or this could be any Kaddish. Does it mean you should take a Kaddish?
The ones are at Tefillah.
The Wamis, they are optional Kaddish.
Which optional Kaddish?
Kaddish Yosin.
Moshe.
What, after Aleinu?
Yeah.
Moshe.
Okay, so according to the Nusach Sfadi, there's no Kaddish after Aleinu.
I understand.
So it's, after Aleinu, already all the shefa is mistalik itself. It's gone. So there's no inyan. It's already back down and gone. It comes down to the word of Asiya, and it's mistalik itself because we don't want to turn it to chap. So that, but we'll see about that. Kaddish Yosem is a whole different bechin. That's in order the aliyas of neshamas from Gehenna into.
I was more in terms of the actual. The Kaddish, but always are the
what built into the
the shadow of here. Even if you haven't got a Yosem.
Okay, I'm not talking poskim. I'm not talking
that's why
would say don't bother.
Okay,
okay, so we're doing a shita tariza, and by the way, we have Kaddish Yosef, but before Ali. We
have Kaddish Yosef to Skabel.
Well, after Kaddish.
After Kaddish, that's right, after Kaddish.
No, just for Kaddish. Yeah, we don't listen to them inside.
It's been a long time. All right. Okay, anyway, the Kofarim. So later on, that's what I want to do. I really want to take out the Siddur and go through the Kaddishim together in the Tefillah and see how it really will bring everything together. Okay. Right. Obezeh Tavim Mashikosu. Now, Giza says as follows. Zeh Tavim Mashikosu. Mashikosuv Azoah. This is a Zohar, and he says a very cryptic loshon Shiva b'sheva muktzos mutzkim loksi v'lo mutzkots. Right. V'zeso Mashikosuv beparashas pekude le Allah shiva b'sheva v'nikra zayn yamim. Right. You see this in the Zohar. You just want to just. All you want to do is close it and run away. This is very cryptic here. The ininhu, oh, Baruch Hashem, so this is going to explain. The ininhu, ki kol elu ayud dalits,
Shiva Shiva,
hem nukvim. Lefishem zayin de bria, zayin de malchus de atzilas. So we have zayin de bria, zayin de malchus de atzilas. Vahu ki hine beze hechal elion de bria, the anikra hechal kodesh kodoshim yesh bo dalet hecholos shem kach bo debriya kinisk le'er, the word we just mentioned, or etorcha mitlabeshim gimol oiros anikra kise vegam nikra kodesh kodoshim kinisk le'er, because once it comes down it becomes part and parcel of the oilam atorim tahta vehem hem zayin debriya, because you have four, you have kesa chochma bina das of briya plus the nahi of the Elyon coming down, the nahi of the Elyon coming down, so that's seven whole things. Gamma Malchus, the Atzilus, he's Zayin. Okay, so let's continue. Hine, Hadrush Kam is Stein be'emsa, Lefichach, it just stops be'emsa. Because of that, Gobi Kan be'ois Aleph, et Tashlum of Zil Loshon Kocho. V'shakavon is Yoshon Isu v'Zil Loshonu. Because it is Shakamot Sayosh and Chobesh. Amar Kosuk Shachachti Tashlumo. Just stop to admit the Ficha. Stop there. I forgot the rest. Now, Hashemesh Zitashlumo. Maybe it's Yatashmai or whatever. Lefin, I say it's right as well. He writes as well. Lefi Shehechal Kodesh Koshim Dila Kolul Dalitzvos Kachbot. Veshishehecholos Atachnoiz Hada Yud Sphiros. So you have six coming down. Sorry, you have six. That's right. Six which are coming down. We have ten coming down, really. Bad. Vehem nichlokim l'sheva hecholos. V'simon sheva b'sheva mutzkos adkan v'sev kavonos yashon. Okay. So what we have over here is a scenario of ten spheres, and ten spheres which become seven hecholos. And we'll see how that becomes, how that happens. It's by a inyan, api mashkos, be tikkun zohar, tikkun chafalef. Pasa rabbi loza v'ama, abba, v'hu sheva yamim, inun v'yam, ilo, al kuluhu, v'alayu itma, ki sheva yamim, inaku leman, inun yonkim. Amalei bari sheva b'sheva ino mutzkot v'hari ino rekiyim sheva. Okay, now you understand why people don't learn Zohar. V'rabeinu Ramak v'sena kodesh pardes rimonim mivayer sheloshen Zohar lekuach me'aposuk b'zecharya, and this is what all this Zohar is based on, this one posuk. V'yomer elayim ma'ata roe v'yomer reisi v'hine menorah zav kulo v'gula al rosh v'shiva ne'oseya aleya shiva v'shiva mutzokos la'ne'os al rosh. All right, still not mevaya for us. Mevaya rav lifi zav kodesh v'zu sod zav kodesh parashat pikudei. Now this is Nekudas Kesef explaining la'lo shiva v'shiva v'nikra zayim yamim zayim yamim. So as we know, the Malchus Atzilus is coming down into the Kodesh Kodesh in the Bria, and that's called Miyot Yereach. The Kodem Amido Oile Hechal Kodesh Kodesh in the Bria Hazeh V'Nase Atzilus. So we know that through the smicha of Geula Tefila, there's an aliyah of the Kodesh Kodoshim into Atzilus, and becomes Mamash Atzilus. Aliyah Malchus, the Atzilus, she yodah ila, because the Malchus is Messiah, the aliyah. V'zu inyan zayin b'zayin mutzokos lalo shiva b'shiva, v'nikra zayin yamin zayin, v'zayin b'chinas, what are these zayin exactly? These are the Zayin Bechinas sheyesh behem Kodesh Kodoshim. Because in Kodesh Kodoshim, even though we said it's a kacha, there's four spheres, Shem Dalas Sfiras Kachva, the Gimel Bechinas Ima, go inside of that. Shem Aros Tani, the Malchus Atzilus, Mislavish Behechal Zeh, the Kibar Shehu Rak Miut Metiferas Eino Oil Lecheshbon Od Sfir, V'lachein Kol Sef Nimshochim Rak Gimel Bechinas Ima. So what are the seven here? The seven that are going down into the Kodesh Kodosh and the Bria are the Tiferes, Netzah, Hod, Yesod. We're not going to count Tiferes because it's only a Shlisha Tachta. So you have three. And then it's going down into the Kachav of the Bria, the Atzilus, which is the another four. That's seven altogether.
And now they are all going to go up.
Yeah, but Zayin Bechinas, the Malchus Atzilus. This is all. This is called Malchus Atzilus. Hem lefian an hagoz Rabbeinu Rosha shuhuva be'agobi niskeleel. Hechol Kodesh Kodesh, the Malchus Atzilus hakol kachbot v'shisha hechol satachton zara yutzfiros. So in Bria, 10 spheres. V'rak shem nimnim k'zayin. So that's the Zayin. Bilvad me'acher. Right, you catch the cheshbon over here. So you have four in the head of Bria. Keser, Chochma, Bina, Dan is four, and then you have the six spheres which are underneath that, which is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod. So six and four is 10, but we only counted as seven. We only counted as seven altogether. Rak she'em nimnim k'zayin b'lvad be'achar hechal kodesh kodesh nechshav ke'echad. So the kachbar is considered to be one, plus the six atachtoinim, that's called seven. And that's called, that's bechlal, what we call the Malchus Atzilus. The Malchus Atzilus, which is found now in Bria. V'od inen zayin b'chinas Malchus Atzilus, v'am fia etzchayim sha'a kise, excuse me, then Zayin Sfiros Kachbar Chaga, the Malchus Atzilus. So Malchus Atzilus, before it comes down, has seven spheres, the main seven spheres. What about the Netzach Hod Yesod of Malchus Atzilus? That we don't count. Eino Oilim B'Shem. Letam Sha'arose Nimsheches B'Sod Kise Bo'olam Bria.
Lifnim Yut Hayareach.
Sorry?
Lifnim Yut Hayareach. It's already B'Sod Kise Bo'olam Bria. And Yut Hayareach is only the Zayin Sfiros, Kachbar Chaga.
Yeah, that's right. Now, okay, so let's go find him a few more minutes. V'avish b'yan ha'rab et kol zeh mamshir mevayar v'nazal le'in en ha'kadishim sh'tefilas shachrits. הנה, מן תחילת התפילה עד הודו, הודו לשם, חולה, הוא בחילה זבב החולס התחתון הזה עשייה. והכוונה היא, שמאיש שבעול ועד הודו, so when you say going through the beginning, until הודו, נעשה עליה שי התחתון, תלת התלת, that's the way the תחתון works, תלת התלת, and via that's what's מעולם לעולם. So, ועד הודו עולו שש החולס בלבד, תלת אגב, תלת בשלמה. So we have the Nayu going up to the Chagin, the Chagin going to the Chavar. ואף על פי שגם היכל קודש קודשים גר דעשייה עולה באישה לנייד יציאה. So really have nine, not only six. You forgot about the Chavar, the עשייה going to the יציאה. So why is it not mentioned? Why only six, one, and nine? הוא לא נימה בדיבר רב בתור עליה, בתור עליה, לטעם שעד הודו אין עליה שלמה. So it's not really called, he explains. כי היא עליה רק בבחינת נפש. Remember this? I don't know if we spoke about this, but the עליה have actually three folds. You have to move it up בדרך בבחינת נפש, and then בבחינת רוח, and then we're on the shamas. Three times. So the first try that you get, you bring it up there, נפש. Therefore, that's not called real עליה. So one third.
Only מצד the Chabad into the Nayi, but the sixth process is complete.
Yeah, yeah. Or be Kaddish Vahodu, then when you get into Kaddish Vahodu, then you're going to bring out the Ruach and the Shama. Okay? Nishlemetz Aliyah Zeh, Nikabli Megar De'asiyah, Ve'ilu Bechiz Ruach Neshama. Ve'az Vahodu, Ne'avcha Liyot Yitzir Mamesh. So that's going to work. U'mehodu Ad Bor Shama. Then when you go weiter, Hu Bechiz Hechal Kodosh Kodosh Neshama, Mishafir V'choyze Liyot Yitzir Mamesh. Once you say Hodu. ועל ידי המלכות יצירה עומדת בהיכל זה. והיינו, שהודו נשלם אסלי ההיכל קודש קודושים, when you say הודו, that's finally going to do the mark of a patish. Because you said, you said ishe and all those in yonim. You said kadish, and you said הודו, that's bringing the shom of the קודש קודושים into the world of יצירה. ואז מקבל בחינס נשמה, ונאבך להיות יצירה ממש על ידי המלכוס יצירה העומדת בהר הקודש קודשיה. So it's all these factors together. So you're saying Ishe, you're saying Kaddish, you're saying Hodu, brings in the nefesh, Ruah, Neshama of the Kodesh Kodoshim Dasiya into Yetzira, plus the fact that the Malchus the Yetzira went down into the Kodesh Kodoshim and now it's going up.
What is Baruch Shama? Not that Baruch Shama, but Prinas Echad Kodesh 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 Kodesh
Kodesh
Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh
Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh
Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh החבד דעשייה, מבחינת רוח ונשמה, ואז בעודו נהפך להיות יצירה ממש.
אבל read the ראשון, read the next line. אבל הודו עכשיו, שם, מבחינת היכל קודשו, זה נסהפך.
What's left? Everything is in
יצירה. But no, there's still a market practice there. You still need to bring up the malchus. It's all time in Bas Achaz, בעצם. But you know, and the Malchus says the Magma Patish is mehafich the kachbar into us as the Naidi Yetzirah. And it explains, behind the behold of the Shlemis Aliyah Bechos Kodesh, the Azm comes to begin as Nesham and Nafik and Dildiyah. Okay. Okay, so I think we'll stop here because then it's going to start any questions. Okay.